Dr. Patricia Knoll is a counselor who's been working with people for decades. She's also a drug addiction specialist, and she's an acupuncturist. In addition, she's an author of the book, Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. If you listen to this each week and you buy her book, you too can proudly be good with me. Hey guys, 5 o'clock hour. Now you're in the car on the way home. You finished the work day. Good for you. Now you're heading home. Have something to eat. Have a nice evening. Relax. Take it easy. And on your way home, you can listen to the Pete O'Shea Show on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. You want to weigh in during this time now? Give us a call, 855-265-2929, or you can text in also, 727-487-9863. You know what time it is now because you heard the sounder. It's time for our time with Dr. Patricia Knoll. The book is called Go With Me. Good With Me is a simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. And we have been going through this book in detail over the last couple months here so that you really can learn from it. And I want you to go now to goodwithme.com and order a copy of the book. In fact, get one for everybody you know. Just say, you know what? I'm going to buy them for everybody. Because then your whole group of people you know are all going to be better off. You're going to have more friendship, more this, more love, more everything. It's going to get so better all the way across the board. So just get and buy one for everybody because it's a great book. Now, we're up to chapter 9. We've been doing the four attachments. Dr. Knoll, let's just first go over them again. Give them the four attachments.
The four attachments. Number one, the need for approval. Number two, the need to look good. And number three, the need to be right.
Okay. And now today we're going to do number four, which is?
The need to control outcomes.
Mm-hmm. So that kind of is like a combination of all three now building up to this big thing, right?
It is.
Yeah. In that controlling the outcome, it's not about wanting it, is it?
No.
What is it about?
It's about needing it.
Yeah.
Have to have it.
Got to have it. Get maniacal about it.
Yep.
Get crazy
exactly.
Maniacal about it.
Yep.
Why is that? Why do we do that?
In order to be right, to look good, and get the approval that we're after, so that people will think well of us.
Yeah. And so it satisfies all three attachments when we get that thing where we need to impress others. We need to control the situation. We need to get people to do what we want them to do.
Right.
What we need them to do.
Yes.
What we perceive we need them to do. In the actuality, it's not really what we need them to do, but we've sort of perceived that, right? We've determined that in our minds.
Well, it's again, it has one end in mind, and that's that we look good so people like us.
Yeah. In the first exploration and discovery of this chapter, again, which is where you're supposed to do the homework, guys and girls, you ask everybody, how important is it that everything turns out the way you want it to? Now, this is something they got to be painfully honest about when they're going to do these things.
Oh, definitely you've got to be honest about it. And just remember that this is for you and not for anyone else.
Exactly. No one else has to see it.
No one's going to see it unless you show it to them.
Right. It's just about doing the work for yourself and to say, okay, let me be honest with myself. Mm-hmm. Am I someone who's attachment number four?
Right.
And to what extent? And how do I do it? And start making a list of how you do it and what you do.
Yeah. How often do things have to turn out the way I think they should?
So in the process of making that happen, people go to absolute great lengths in order to make that happen.
That's right.
And
they do.
Sometimes inside of that, even manipulation gets to be part of it.
Oh, it's often part of it.
Talk to me about that, because that's something important, because that's really when you're getting over the line here a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's about control and of course, the manipulation, and it's about just figuring out a way, and sometimes it's dishonest. Sometimes it's just it's that attempt to control and get what we want, no matter what it takes.
And it's such a weird dichotomy, because at that moment, it might not be obvious or malicious. You're not really meaning to, but in the process, you're being dishonest, or you're doing something with manipulation to get what you want. But again, you're not meaning it from a malicious standpoint of view. You just need it. You're craving it.
Right, right.
And so like a drug addict who will do anything to get the drug, it's the same thing here.
You got it.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
And so again, there are some examples that you give here in the book of ways where you can try to control the outcome. What are those?
Yeah, and sometimes they're not very obvious, as you said, Pete. Sometimes we might just be crying or withholding something. That's a big one.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not going to give you, you fill in the blank on that one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or it could be just pouting. Have you ever just gone up to someone and said, oh, what's wrong? And they go, oh, nothing.
Yeah, but they got that little pouty face on.
Yeah. Oh, poor me. Feel sorry for me, right?
Uh-huh.
Or it could be the opposite of that. It could be yelling or lecturing. There are so many ways that we control and manipulate, and it could even take the form of emotional or verbal or behavioral coercion.
And again, we're not consciously aware that we're doing that, are we?
No, we're not.
We're just so maniacally desirous of that control that there's nothing out of bounds at that point.
Nothing. And Pete, the need to control is the hardest to spot within yourself.
Yeah, and it's also a combination of the other three attachments, so it's a real buildup at this point, and it really goes back to the original point you've made that, again, we don't have self-esteem, we have other-dependent esteem.
That's right.
Yeah, so these four attachments prove and show the different ways that we have that. So, you know, in that, you see that, okay, in order to break this thing, in order to stop being a control freak, we've got to stop being brutally honest with ourselves. Like you said, do the work here, right, in the exploration and be honest with yourself. And again, you're not showing it to everybody. You're not, you know, pouring out, you know, all your stuff and getting yourself embarrassed. But you got to start doing the work here. This is what this book is about. The exploration and discovery portions of this, where you answer the questions, can help you to stop being a control freak.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in the end, feel better about who you are.
In some of the cases, in order to control anyone or anything from the outside, we're actually deluding ourselves. We're actually fooling ourselves into believing
that we are.
That we are doing it.
It is totally an illusion that we think we're controlling someone else. Because here's what happens. If I want you to do something, or I need you to do something, or I'm manipulating to get you to do something, or I'm threatening you to get you to do something that I want you to do, you still have a choice. And you can decide, do I really want to do that or not? Now, sometimes I might do what you want me to do or need me to do or are, you know, manipulating to get me to do, only because I don't want the consequences of what you're going to pour out on me or give me. You know, like maybe I don't want you to be mad at me, so I'll do it.
Right.
Just so that you'll be happy.
But that doesn't mean you actually coerce them or convince them to do it. They were just being nice to you, you know?
I made a choice.
Yeah, the person made the choice.
Yeah. I decided to do it.
Yeah.
Now, I could do just the opposite, and you could be saying all those same things, and I could say, you know, go take a walk. I'm not going to do that. So you're just not controlling. That other person is making a choice.
And let's break down that other person. It's a radically different response you're going to get from that person depending on whether they have actual self-esteem or the other dependent esteem. Talk to me about the differences.
Totally. Because if I have other dependent esteem and you are manipulating me to do something, I'm probably going to say yes because I want you to like me. So I want to please you. I want to make you happy. So I want your approval. So I'm going to do it. As opposed to if I have real self-dependent esteem and it's something I really don't want to do, I'm just going to say no.
And you're not concerned with the response the other person has.
You like me or you don't like me.
Right, right. Because they already like themselves is what it comes down to.
That's right.
If you have self-esteem, the definition of that is that you actually like yourself. Whereas other dependent esteem means you get anything about yourself you like from somebody else.
You got it.
So therefore, when somebody's trying to coerce you into doing something, and Kathy was trying to coerce me into eating candy today, you know, and I was trying to be well-behaved.
And you had a choice, but I bet you ate it.
No, did I eat it?
I didn't coerce you.
No, but okay. So again, if you have self-esteem, then you're not going to fall for that. You're not going to fall for that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Because it just doesn't matter.
So people go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, there's a lot of freedom when you have real self-dependent esteem.
So I guess where I'm going with this is those folks that are control freaks that absolutely need that desire to control people, they tend to gravitate towards and almost exploit the fact thereof people with other dependent esteem. They wind up being around people they know have no self-esteem. And you could see someone with no self-esteem a mile away, and they gravitate towards those people.
Right, because again, remember, like attracts like. So if I'm attracted to people who have no self-esteem, it means I have no self-esteem either.
But it's almost like a groomer, too. It gets the drug addict going and gets them hooked. It's the same thing here. You know who you can exploit. You know who's exploitable based on how their behavior is. And maybe you're not doing that consciously, but certainly on a subconscious level, your mind's going, aha, there's somebody I know I can get over on. There's someone I know has no self-esteem, and I'm going to be able to manipulate that person and coerce them, and I can control them.
That's right. I always say, Pete, if you want something from someone else or you want something done, make sure you ask someone who doesn't have real self-esteem, because they'll do it.
Because they'll do it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Every time.
Yeah, every time. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to keep talking about it. Again, the book is called Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out by Dr. Patricia Noel. It is a phenomenal book. It is changing my life. Kathy, you can say the same also, right? It's really changing your life.
I love it. Sometimes when you say some things, I'm just going, that's so simple. Why didn't I know it?
Exactly. So go to goodwithme.com and order some copies of it. Get yourself a copy of the book right away and share it. Get it to somebody you know as you were listening to this, oh, that person is exactly that. I know that. But okay, yeah, my friend, blah, 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 blah. Okay, get them a copy of the book. I'm telling you, it'll be the best present you ever got them. We'll be right back. I love you and I love Jesus.
Resolutions to look and feel great? My name is Samantha Taylor, and my 6-week body transformation challenge starts January 18th for women in Wesley Chapel, Orlando Lakes. You can win huge prizes, including a cruise for two that gets the best results with my personal training and delicious eating. Call 813-377-3739 to reserve your spot. That's 377-3739 or online at 6weekbtc.com. That's 6weekbtc.com.
Everyone knows that the Crab Shack on Gandy Boulevard in St. Petersburg is the only place to go for the best seafood in Tampa Bay. The Crab Shack has Tampa Bay's freshest seafood, daily dining specials like the all-you-can-eat fish fry on Mondays, and on Tuesdays it's the all-you-can-eat clam strips and snow crab, and Wednesdays all-you-can-eat shrimp is something you won't want to miss. The Crab Shack welcomes you to a casual, no-frills dining experience. When you order food here, it's prepared especially for you. You may find this will take a little longer, but the reward for your patience is a fine meal cooked to order. Our specialties include steamed blue crabs, smoked mullet, and of course our popular whole fish corvina. So come on out if you haven't already and join us at the Crab Shack restaurant. That's the Crab Shack, right where it's always been. 11400 Gandy Boulevard, St. Petersburg. Check us out online at crabshack.com. The Crab Shack, seafood, Florida style.
Do you worry that your get-up-and-go may have left you for good? Health experts say that if we eat more fruits and vegetables, we'd feel better and we'd have more energy. But who has time to cook that much every day? Vitamin supplements do not contain all of nature's magic. What we truly need to eat is more real food from nature. I want to share a little secret with you today. It's Fruit of the Spirit, a delicious, easy solution to getting more whole food from nature. Fruit of the Spirit is a puree of 12 whole superfruits, 3 herbs, and restorative minerals from the Dead Sea that support natural energy without stimulants. Fruit of the Spirit's blend is so nutritiously dense that 1 ounce provides 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in a convenient, good-tasting drink. And kids love it, too. Now get your get-up-and-go back. Check for special offer discounts on shipping by calling 1-800-241-5934. That's 1-800-241-5934. And tell them Pete and WTIS sent you. That's fruitofthespirit.com or 1-800-241-5934. Call today. Hey, what's going on? Thanks so much. Really appreciate you being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show. It's on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. We're celebrating our 40th anniversary now in this format. 40 years in the same format.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome.
It's very exciting. We've got a lot of big events coming up for the year. Can't wait to share them all with you in the months to come. We're going to be doing some real cool stuff. And we're going to be getting out there in the community, really trying to make an impact and help with the things that we see that we know we can help with. And one of the things we can help with is have great people on like Dr. Patricia Noel joins us every Wednesday here on the Pete O'Shea Show, and she wrote this amazing book that first she learned about through her own life and made the changes she needed to make. Then she said, okay, I'm going to take this into my practice as a counselor, as a drug addiction specialist, and I'm going to then work with patients. And over the decades, she worked with patients. She learned, okay, wow, okay, look at this. And she saw all these things. She put them together in this book, an amazing book called Good With Me, a simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. I want you to go to gowithme.com, learn all about it, get yourself a copy of the book, and buy one for that person you know who's really struggling right now. You know somebody who's really struggling, that's like has no joy and can't keep up with life and they're never happy and it all seems like it's always falling apart for them? Get them a copy of this book. It'll be the best present you ever got them. And we've been talking about the four attachments, okay? And remind them again what the four attachments are, Doc.
The four attachments. Number one, the need for approval. Number two, the need to look good. Number three, the need to be right. And the one we're talking about now, number four, the need to control outcomes.
And so we manipulate. We control. We're dishonest sometimes. We cry. We pout. We yell. We lecture. Whatever we have to do to have emotional, verbal, or behavioral coercion to get people to do what we want or control the outcome of what's happening, okay? Now, there's a big point that we want to make here, Doc. None of us want to be controlled, so talk to me about that.
That's right. None of us like it. The person with real self-dependent esteem just says, so what? If there are consequences, there are. However, the person with other-dependent esteem doesn't like it so much that what they might do, instead of doing what that person wants them to do and would not be worried about the consequences, they say, I'm going to rebel. This is the thinking that goes on. I'm not going to do what you want me to do. You can't tell me what to do. And in that process of you can't tell me what to do, I'll show you, I'll hurt me.
Wow.
Yes. I'm going to do the exact opposite of what you want me to do. Even if I want to do what you want me to do, I will not do it.
And even if that exact opposite is something that could be hurtful or damaging to me, I'm going to do it anyway because it's the opposite of what you want. I'm going to rebel now and, you know, that's it.
Right. Let's use the example of a controlling spouse who says, sorry, but you can't have a drink because I know what you do with that. And you'll have another and you'll have another and that'll be too many and we'll get in a fight, blah, 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 blah. And so what does that person do? Well, you can't tell me I can't have a drink.
And they'll go ahead and have
one. And I'm going to go do it and get in trouble and maybe get arrested and I'll show you. I'll hurt me.
Wow. And we do that, without conscious awareness, don't we, Doc?
We absolutely do.
Because it's what we've been conditioned. That's a big part of this book. We've been conditioned that way. From the way we were raised, the way that the media, the way everything we see, the way culture just keeps evaporating. The mores and the social boundaries that we have here as a culture have been slowly but steadily evaporating. And in the process of that, mentally, emotionally, we've all been sort of pushed into this corner or into the box, as you call it.
Right?
Yeah.
We're in the box. We don't know we're in the box. And how often do you hear people say, well, that's the way I've always done it?
Yeah, but tell them what the problem is once they're inside the box, Doc. Tell them.
Yeah, the problem is I don't feel good about myself.
And the instructions on how to get out of the box are written on the outside of the box, okay?
Absolutely.
You know, and so in the end, those people you see who are control freaks are just people that have that other dependent esteem. They don't have self-esteem of their own. They don't have that. You need to have intrinsic value in yourself. You are special just because God sent you here, because you're amazing, because God doesn't make junk, and he sent you here with a divine destiny, and you're special just because.
That's right.
And anything
end
less
of
than
sentence.
That. End of sentence.
That's it.
And no more needed there. And anything less than that, and you don't have self-esteem.
That's right.
And again, that's where you're going to start doing these four attachments. That's when you're going to start to just do these things where it should be easy for you to understand. It should be easy for you to just laugh off other people's opinions. It should be easy for you to not worry about having to control all the outcomes. But it isn't. We all wind up doing it at one time or another. At certain levels, different levels, we do it.
Yep. And what I want everybody to remember is what you think of me is none of my business.
Wow. Wow, that's a powerful statement right there.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's none of my business what you think of me.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Think what you want to think.
Doesn't change me.
Doesn't change who I am. It's not a proper evaluation of me either. You don't have enough data to come up with that information.
And that data that you do come up with isn't about me anyway. It's about you.
Right. Exactly. You're just projecting.
Yes.
Yeah, you're just projecting your own issues onto me.
That's right.
Okay? And again, you're looking at a superficial 2-second evaluation judgment you've made of me based on the sweater I'm wearing. And you have no idea. Actually, you wouldn't catch me in a sweater, though. I'm on the Olympic sweating team. But the whole point is, again, we do that. We judge. We be very critical of each other. We say stuff. And then, again, as the person with other dependent esteem, we really take that to heart. And then that fuels more of the four attachments taking place, right?
You got it. We get caught up in that negative loop. that we've talked about.
That negative loop. Mm-hmm. And then again, then it starts to get worse. And then again, the first three attachments really feed into this last one we're talking about, this need to control everything. And boy, oh boy, before you know it, you're running around like the Energizer Bunny trying to control every piece of your life and every piece of everybody else's life.
Right. Because that's the way you think it should be.
Yeah. But it's not.
But who says?
Who says? And, you know, why is that important to you? Why the people that are so control freaks, you just want to say to them, why? Why does that matter? And they don't really have an answer, do they?
But you know why? You're right, Pete. They don't have an answer. But the answer is they don't feel safe in the world because they're so worried about what everyone else is thinking about them. So in order to feel safe in the world, if they're controlling everything and everyone and everything is in its little cubbyhole, exactly where it's supposed to be, all the ducks are in a row, I can relax a little bit and get the approval that I want.
Like somebody that walks into your house and the painting you have hanging is just a teensy bit crooked and they have to walk right up and embarrass you in front of everybody and uncrooked it, right, and straighten it out.
Okay, except that when I have self-dependent esteem, I'm not embarrassed.
There's
no more embarrassment. You can do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to be embarrassed by that. You want the picture straight? Go ahead, straighten it.
But there are people that are that neurotic about everything. Neuroses at that point to say, okay, everything, I have to control everything.
Yes.
Everything has to be just right. I'm going to go fix all the napkins so they're all the same on the table.
Right.
And I'm going to do this. That's an extreme version of this fourth attachment.
Is. Yes,
but there's lots of people that are at that level. Their self-esteem is so gone. And they're so in that loop that you talked about. And it just keeps, because every time you loop it, it goes a little faster. And now you're building momentum and it gets way out of control.
That's right. And that's a person that's just nitpicking everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the person that just drives you crazy. And again, they're not aware that they're doing it. And everybody's got one of those in your life. So here's your homework tonight. All right. I want you to go buy the book for them. I want you to show a little pity instead of being angry at them. I don't want you to be angry at them anymore. I don't want you to criticize them for that anymore, or laugh at them, or talk about them behind their backs. Let's be proactive and try to help that person.
And see them with softer eyes.
Yeah. And see them and be a little bit, put yourself in their shoes just a little bit, a little empathetic, and just to have a different perspective. Don't think about just how it annoys you.
And maybe look at the real reason why it disturbs you so much is it's that you have the same thing going on.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Because what I see in others that annoys me the most is generally something I do myself that I really don't like about myself.
Wow. So, Doc, I didn't mean to jump over the line. I'm the one that made the homework this week, but I think that's good homework.
That's a great homework.
Yeah, I think it's good homework. Is go to gowithme.com and just buy a copy of the book. And that person that you say to yourself, this is the control freak that drives me crazy, that never stops, that's got to say, okay, go and just buy them the book. And you know what? If you're afraid that you're going to hurt their feelings or start a confrontation, then you know what? Just mail it without putting a return address on it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
That works.
They won't know where it came from.
Right.
And it'd just be anonymous that you're helping them out, okay?
However, if you have real self-dependent esteem, it's okay to do it. And it doesn't matter.
No, right. But I'm saying, you don't. Maybe you don't want to hurt the person's feelings.
But you can't.
But you don't care, right? Exactly.
But you can't hurt their feelings.
That's right, because all you're doing is helping them out.
They're the ones choosing to feel hurt. You didn't hurt their feelings.
She's good.
Okay?
You're good, Doc.
They chose to feel hurt.
That's very, very cool. Let's quickly preview what we're going to do next week, Chapter 10, Thinking Makes It So. Tell them what that means.
Thinking Makes It So is just thought creates our reality. The quote that I like at the beginning of the chapter, I think, says it all. It's a William Shakespeare quote, and it was in Hamlet, Act 2, Scene 2. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so.
Oh, isn't that so right?
That's how powerful our thought is, and that's what we want to talk about.
All right, so that's what we're going to talk about next week, guys. And again, how powerful our thoughts are, and how our negative thoughts, again, that's another loop that just keeps spinning us down and down and down and down. And you can fix that by being proactive about it, reading this book, doing the exercise, doing the exploration exercises, and working at it. So again, I want you to go with goodwithme.com. Get a copy of the book for yourself, and go do your homework, and get one for the person who drives you crazy because they're a control freak. Get it for them also, and read it together, and work on it, and see how you guys do. And watch each other, encourage each other, support each other through it. Doesn't that sound like a great idea?
It's wonderful, and it works when people do it that way.
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
Very cool. Dr. Noel, thanks so much. I appreciate you so much. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too.
All right, we'll take a break. We come back. Dr. Tracy Lenoir is going to be talking about premenopause, and I'm told by Kathy that's not something I'm allowed to have. I guess that's not for me. I guess it's just for you gals. Okay, but it's important, and maybe you better pay attention. We come right back. I love you, and I love Jesus.